Chaitanya Bhagavat, August 11th, 2010, Chapter 25. Prema rase prabhu rasam saranahi spure anjera ki dhaya vishnu pujite na pare. Gaurasundar continually enjoyed the happiness of Sankirtan and Dhammadweep. Primaras, Mahaprabhu was relishing the mellows of ecstatic love. He had no interest in family affairs. Samsara na nahi spure. Samsara was not manifest for him. He had no vision of it. He couldn't perceive it or see it. He wasn't taking part in it. What to speak of other duties? Anyera daya. He could not even worship Lord Vishnu. Vishnu puja na pari. Snan kari vase prabhu shri Vishnu pujite. Prima jala sakala shri anga vastratite. When Gauranga sat down to worship Lord Vishnu, Lakshmi Narayan, Sri Vishnu puja. Snan kari vase. After taking bath, his clothing and his entire body would become soaked with tears of ecstatic love. His vastra, Sri Anga Vastra, Titte. All the limbs of his beautiful Sakala Sri Anga, all the limbs, arms and legs and chest and face and back and neck of his beautiful molten golden form, resplendent and effulgent, and his clothing, his vastra, they would all become soaked with prem jala, the river of love. Bahira haiya prabhu se vastra chariya punanya vastra pari vishnu puja giya. Mahaprabhu would stop his puja, go into his bedroom, change out of his wet cloth, put on new cloth, dry cloth, and return to finish his puja. Puna premananda jale tite sevasana, puna bahirai angakare prakshalana. Mahaprabhu, again he would become soaked with tears of love, and again he would go out and clean himself. He matavastra pari vartakare matra, prema Vishnu pujite na pare tila matra. In this way, Mahaprabhu was simply changing his clothes, and because of ecstatic love, he was unable to do any worship of Lord Vishnu. In other words, he was so much in Bradabhav, Mahabhav, Divyonmad, Madhavav, crying in ecstatic love and separation, viraha prema, prema ras. That rasa is flowing out of his heart with the force of the Ganga at Gangotri and completely drenching and soaking his clothes and body, so it was incapable for him to see the deity, what to speak of worship the deity. He was sitting down before the deity of Lakshmi Narayan. He was soaking wet, sitting in a pool of water. He couldn't even see the deity because his eyes were flooded with the tears of prema, prema jala. Because this is why Vishnu puja napare. This is why Vrindavan Das Thakur opened this discussion. First he stated the premise. In this time in Navadvip during his Sankirtan Leela, Mahaprabhu was relishing so much ecstatic bliss they could not even do his daily puja of his Gar Thakur, his Kula Devata, his family deity of Jagannath Mishra and Mother Shachi, and Jagannath Mishra Bhavan, Mahaprabhu Bhavan, and Lakshmi Narayan Murti. Brahmins are supposed to do puja, Shila puja every day, or Murti puja. So this is a big problem when a Brahmin can't do his Kula Devata puja, worship of his family deity, which is coming on in going on generation after generation. The father worships the Kula Devata, the family deity, the Gar Thakur, the grandfather, the great-grandfather. Some deities, I've met people in Vrindavan. There's one Goswami family. They've been worshipping a deity of Radha Madhav since 250 years. That's something like 23 generations of ancestors have been continually worshipping Artik, Snan, Vastra, Bhojan, Artik, Kirtan, Stuti, Stotram, Utsav, Mahotsavs, Janmastami, Julan, Holi. So many festivals since 200 years. And this is a tradition, so the deity of the grandfather is worshipped by the father, the deity of the father is worshipped by the son, the deity of his deity is worshipped by his son, and it goes on generation after generation. So now the deity, Jagannath Mishra, Lakshmi Narayan, or Gar Thakur, worship is being neglected because there's only Mother Shachi and Vishnu Priya, and generally the Brahmins, the men do the puja, the ladies assist in the cooking and some cleaning of paraphernalia, but the direct bathing and dressing and puja is generally done by the men most of the time in traditional Brahmin families. Nimai Pandit Vishambara Mishra is a very high class, proper Vedic Brahmin family observing all the rules and rituals, but he had an excuse. In one sense, if you don't perform your daily puja of your Shalagram or your Thakur, your Ishta Devata Puja, Sri Archamurti Puja, then it's a great aparad and it's a breach of Brahmanhood. But if the cause is love of God, which is actually the actual very goal in Prayojana and conclusion of Seva Puja and Archanam and deity worship, to attain pure love of God, if the Pujari and Sevite is already absorbed in Prema Ras and already deeply realized in Krishna Prema to the extent that crying pools of tears of love, then it's understood that the Gar Thakur, the Kula Devata, will certainly overlook any infractions or neglect or oversight of that prem-filled prem-bara bhakta. Sheshe garadhara prati balilena vakya tumi vishnu puja mora nahika se bhagya. One day, seeing that he was not capable of continuing the seva puja properly and not wanting to disturb the pleasure and happiness of the Lord, Gauranga asked Gadadhar, he said, listen, you do the puja, Tumi Vishnu puja, please you do my puja, you please do my Vishnu puja every day because I am not fortunate enough. Nahi se bhagya. Fortune is not with me. This is the standard Vaishnava, especially Gaudiya Vaishnava way of saying that they can't do it because feeling that humbler than a blade of grass and unqualified and insignificant. Say, oh no, I'm not fortunate. You're more fortunate. You please perform the puja. But actually Lord Chaitanya is the most Ati Subhagya person or Sevite because he has attained a perfection of human life. At least that's his example. Of course, he's God, but he has attained Krishna Prema. But Gaurasundara was not able to observe the proper worship, the Pancharatrika process. Every time he could not do the archan properly because he was intoxicated by ecstatic love of Krishna. He tried and tried, but he was always unsuccessful. He really kept trying. It wasn't like he tried once and he's covered with tears and his cloth was all wet and he's all, forget it. No, he went and changed his cloth, came back and tried again. He got all wet with tears and soaked and drenched again. Then went out and changed his cloth for a fresh dry cloth, dried himself off, came back to sit down for puja again. Became drenched in rivers of premjal dara, rivers and currents of tears of love. Then again, get changed. So he did this repeatedly, and for many days, then he understood that, well, I better entrust the responsibility of my Murti Puja of Lakshmi Narayan to my beloved Gadadhar. So he's saying, I am Nahi Bhagya, Nahika Se Bhagya. Fortune is not with me because I'm not able to worship the Lord according to the Pancharatrika standard, the proper etiquette. So, of course, Gadadhar was doing puja there, and also when Lord Chaitanya shifted his Leela to Puri, Gadadhar went with him and also worshipped the deity of Tota Gopinath. If someone worships a deity for hundreds of lifetimes, he may develop attachment and love for chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But of course, Gadadhar, this is the ultimate fruit of deity worship, is to chant the holy names in pure love of God. He mata vaikunta nayaka bhakti rase viharaye navadripe ratriye divase. Ratri and diva. Day and night. Vaikunta nath goranga. Vaikuntha Chaitanya was absorbed in the mellows of devotional service, of bhakti ras, of bihari. He was enjoying the mellows, and enjoyed Navadvipa Bihari. Navadvipa Bihari Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. The Lord of Vaikuntha, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, was absorbed in the mellows of bhakti ras, and day and night he was enjoying his pastimes of love in the Dham of Navadvip, Dham Aki. Text 93, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Jan Vrindavana Dasa Tachu Pada Juge Ghan. Accepting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Thus ends the Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhyakanda, Chapter 25, Discourse on Spiritual Knowledge by Srivasa's dead son.